Before the start of the school year, Karen and Tom Kudo had agreed Mika could be on Instagram as long as they were given access to monitor her account and her posting didn't distract from schoolwork. Like the loyal best friend she was, Riley still liked and commented on every picture Mika shared. So did Emma Puita, Mika and Andy's friend from Tokyo who lived in South Africa. While Mika still loved taking photos on her phone, she couldn't help thinking that having her own fancy camera, like a real professional, would totally up her game. Like right now, with the ladybug, Mika watched it climb higher and move farther away. If she took a photo on her phone, there was no way she would be able to capture the vivid red color and small details like she could if she had one of the cameras from school. Mrs. Ibarra had given the photography club an assignment for spring break: curate a collection of photos that captured a theme. This assignment was special because each student could choose their own creative concept. The only problem was, Mika had no idea what her theme was going to be. Good morning, passengers at gate B7. In just a few minutes, we will begin boarding flight 324 to New York City LaGuardia.
Hooray, Mika said, stretching her arms in the air as she stifled a huge yawn.
The ladybug suddenly took off, tiny wings fluttering madly as it flitted completely out of sight.
Good morning. The sun still isn't up, Andy pointed out, shaking his head before scooping the last crumbs from his muffin into his mouth.
We've never been on a flight this early, Mika agreed, glancing at her phone. It's 5:45. I get that we had to leave extra early because of Andy, but why couldn't we do a flight at 9 or 10 instead?
Well, it's a 5-hour flight to New York, plus there's a 3-hour time difference, Dad explained as he got to his feet. And after we land, it'll take us almost an hour to get to our hotel. I'm going to be so ready for a giant slice of real New York pizza by then.
I can't wait, Mika said. Are we going to meet up with Aunt Kay and Jenny tonight?
I'm afraid they're busy, Mom replied, but we'll see them tomorrow.
Mom's sister Kay had moved to New York City a few years ago, along with her daughter Jenny, Mika and Andy's favorite cousin. Jenny was in the middle of her gap year between high school and college, and Mika couldn't wait to see her and hear all about what she'd been doing. Mika picked up her backpack and followed her parents to the line that was beginning to form at the gate. No sleeping on this flight like she had last summer. Mika was going to get all of her homework done so she wouldn't have to worry about it during her vacation. Next to her, Andy was reading the mystery book he'd checked out from the school library right before spring break. Mika couldn't help but wish that she was allowed to check out one of the school's cameras to bring with her to New York too, but unfortunately, that wasn't allowed. As the line started to move forward and the passengers boarded the plane, any remaining grogginess Mika felt disappeared. In a few hours, she would be in New York City. Broadway, Central Park, Times Square. It was the perfect place for a photographer looking for inspiration.
MK: Riley, I'm going to NYC.
RJ: LOL. I know, you've only mentioned it 50 times in the last few weeks.
MK: Ha ha.
MK: I mean, I'm on the plane right now.
RJ: Yes, send me all the pics.
RJ: NVM, you take so many, just the best ones.
MK: Ha ha, okay, I will.
How's Phoenix so far?
RJ: So hot, sweating face emoji.
RJ: But it's great to see my cousins.
MK: That's so weird. I packed a coat and boots for my trip.
Grinning face emoji.
RJ: Is it really that cold in NYC? It's March.
MK: Guess I'll find out soon. Airplane emoji.